I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. She's back in India now, but Devyani Kopargade is still smack in the middle of a diplomatic battle between the U.S. and India. She's the Indian diplomat whose arrest last month in New York caused outrage back home. Yesterday, Kopargade was indicted by prosecutors who allege she grossly underpaid her housekeeper and lied about it on U.S. visa forms. But she was also granted full diplomatic immunity by the State Department and then asked to leave the country. Today, India responded by asking the U.S. to remove a diplomat from its embassy in New Delhi. A leader of India's ruling Congress party, P.C. Shako, framed it this way.
We have proved that nobody can take India for granted. Such a thing has never happened. Whether it is America or anybody, India is not going to take things lying down. We have retorted in the strongest measure possible, and that has produced results also. We are happy.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon is in Calcutta. He says the Indian government is more outraged than the general public.
You see, Aaron, I think we have to differentiate between the two here. Look, the government certainly sees this as a huge affront to Indian pride. The reason for that? There's an election in 2014. The government seems to be struggling at the moment. They need to appear to be very strong. Is the public really that affronted about what's going on? I mean, this is a country where, unfortunately, you know, maids are not treated as well as they should be. So I'm not sure that the public feels as strongly about this as the government does, as the clip that you heard there. I think, you know, I'm talking to you from outside a bar. It's a Friday night here in Calcutta at the moment, and I'm not sure that many Indians really feel that strongly about this case.
Right, Rahul, but doesn't it say something that politicians there feel this is an issue they can use to whip up their constituents?
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. And I think, you know, that nationalism is always a strong issue. I think in some ways what it taps into is we talk about India becoming a global superpower, economically at least. And I think that the Indian government wants to have recognition of that. I think that they feel that when the Americans are looking at India, they should look at India as a country which they have a special relationship with, in the same way that they would deal with China, and I suppose historically in the same way that they would deal with the UK. And I think maybe they're using this case to try and force that through, to try and send a message to the wider global community that India is an economic superpower. But I think that if you're talking about a public opinion on this case, you know, if we're moving towards a general election, will it be a key issue there that the government appears to be strong on that? I'm not sure really that the media is really in sync with the way that the public is thinking.
Do you see this, Rahul, as having any kind of long-term impact on diplomatic relations between India and the U.S.?
I suppose the longer that it continues, and if Congress was to win the elections again in 2014 and this row continues to develop, it could have an impact on the relations between the two countries. It is at the moment, otherwise we would not be talking about it. And I think that the fact that this has lasted so long gives you an indication of the seriousness, at least on the Indian side, and the way that the Congress government sees this, about how important an issue this is.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much indeed.
The spat between India and the United States has seemed at times a little, well, undiplomatic. Nick Burns is professor of the practice of diplomacy and international politics at the Harvard Kennedy School. Nick, let's start at the beginning. Why was Devyani Kopargade picked up in the first place? She was India's deputy consul general in New York. Doesn't she have diplomatic immunity?
Well, no, she did not have diplomatic immunity. Not all officials who are in the United States have diplomatic immunity. It depends where you're serving, what your rank is, what your job is. She was not at the Indian Embassy in Washington, D.C. She was the Deputy Consul General at the Indian Consulate in New York City, and she was arrested by U.S. authorities on charges of visa fraud. The allegations are that she made false statements on the visa application for her domestic servant, a woman named Sangeeta Richard.
And it certainly seems that for a non-diplomat, the diplomats have gone a little nuts.
Well, the Indian government retaliated because they charged that she had been subjected to, well, wrongful arrest. They were upset that she'd been subjected to a strip search, that was the allegation, and that she'd been put into a cell with other criminals. And the Indian reaction was very aggressive. It was very emotional and, frankly, excessive, because it was really pushed by politics in India. And the Indians retaliated against the United States by removing security barriers in front of the American embassy in New Delhi and by taking a litany of other restrictions on U.S. diplomats that, frankly, were unwarranted by what had happened, because the U.S. had done nothing wrong here.
So after all this fuss, Kobergade was allowed today to leave the country. How does that happen?
Well, she was asked to leave the country. There was a diplomatic compromise of sorts made between the U.S. and Indian governments. The United States agreed that she would be transferred to the United Nations. That was at least for one day, and therefore given immunity, because officials attached to the UN do have immunity. But then the United States said, the State Department said immediately, you must leave the country. So she was ordered to leave the country. And at the same time, another branch of the U.S., another part of the U.S. government, the Justice Department, indicted her. So she's back in India. If she returns to the United States at any time in the future, that indictment will stand and she would have to face charges. This is complicating for her because her husband is an American citizen and her kids are American citizens.
So she has not, in essence, been given immunity retroactively?
Well, she was given immunity really as a face-saving gesture, as I see it, to the Indian government as a way to defuse the crisis. And the crisis did need to be dealt with. But the United States did not blink or give in on the legal issue, and so she was indicted. And what's been interesting, Aaron, is that the other person in this story is the domestic servant, Sangeeta Richard. And her case has not been held up by the Indian government or really those commenting in India. In fact, she has been vilified by much of the Indian press and parts of the Indian government. I find that very sad and very tragic, because there is a central issue here that domestic servants should be treated honorably, and they should be treated, obviously, they should be given all the protection of the law. And I think that was the point that the U.S. attorney was trying to make.
Another retaliatory measure today, India ordered an American diplomat out of the country, and politicians there are saying the head of the BJP was saying if he had his way, he'd get rid of the ambassador.
Well, it is an election year in India. The BJP opposition leader Narendra Modi is someone who's taken a very tough stance on this issue, a very anti-American stance on this issue. I think the Indian politicians have to be a little bit careful here that they don't unduly antagonize the United States. This action today of ordering out an American diplomat was completely unwarranted. And it's unfortunate to see the Indian government take this step.
Ambassador Nicholas Burns, professor of the practice of diplomacy at Harvard University, the Kennedy School there. Nick, thank you so much, as always.
Thanks, Aaron.